Fourth parak of Vayezar, 12th Mishnah. Matagin shel Akov and Leisim v'Shusay. We learned the previous Mishnah that I could give a hechsher to Goyish a wine, provided that I watch over it, and then afterwards I put it in his v'Shus. But it has to be in a fashion that the door is open and Jews live outside. So the Goy is afraid to touch this wine and take it for himself. And the guy writes to him that I received from you money, then it is mutter. They say, the Mefarshim here say that even if the town is a goyish town, as long as there's a recognition by the guy that this belongs to the Jew, and he lets the Jew come in to take it whenever he wants, then it's submitted. In other words, he's keeping it. Givati Moritz means that the Jew got a loan from the Goy, and he's depositing the wine there as a security for the loan. But the etzem is still Jewish wine, and the Goy knows it's Jewish wine. It's something he shouldn't be touching. If the situation is that the guy would not let the Jew take out his deposit till he pays back the loan, then that's a chamaser. Now it has to be a situation which the guy is holding it for the Jew, but he knows it's still under Jewish control and he can't control it. If the guy feels it's under my control till the Jew pays me back, then we're concerned that the guy is going to get involved and it'll be asked.